Larry, and thank you very much for joining me here tonight on America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney, and that guitar work that you heard coming in is the work of our very special guest in this hour of the broadcast. That is a recording from the New York Rock and Soul Review. Back in 1992, Pretzel Logic, the gentleman's name is Drew Zing. Guitar Magazine has called him one of the 12 best guitarists you've never heard of. Also, the New York Times has described his work as superb. The Wall Street Journal calls Drew Zing's work as glistening, dramatic, and puts him in the ranks of such folks as Larry Carlton and others. It's my pleasure to welcome to America Tonight to tell us all about his career and his upcoming solo debut album, Drew Zing. Drew, welcome to America Tonight. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me, Bob?
I can hear you great, Drew. Thank you very much for joining us here tonight. Let's talk a little bit about your background first. Did you grow up in New York? Is that where you hail from?
Yes, I was born in Manhattan and spent the first 45 years of my life there. So I'm a true New York boy, Manhattan born and raised.
Excellent. And did you know from the time you were a little guy that you wanted to be a musician, or when did that first hit you?
Pretty much. You know, my parents were very into music. My father was a photojournalist who actually was friends of Jobim, Antonio and Carlos Jobim, the composer, and Stan Getz, and was instrumental actually in getting those two guys together and kind of starting the bossa nova American marriage of jazz and bossa nova. And he actually was there at the first Carnegie Hall concert of jazz and bossa nova with Stan Getz and Jobim. Anyway, so these guys were hanging around our house. A lot of the music was playing all the time. And then my brother got a guitar, and I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and that was kind of it for me. You know, I was 6 years old, so, you know, but that's when I started playing, basically.
Oh, that's great. The first time I saw you in concert, Drew, as you and I talked on the phone today, was back in 1992 here in Boston, Massachusetts. Actually, it was a venue at that point that was called Great Woods in Mansfield, Massachusetts. That's right.
Yep.
And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the New York Rock and Soul Review, this was an all-star band put together by Donald Fagen. Actually, his wife, Libby Titus, was one of the ones that kind of urged Donald to get back out there on stage and touring. And in its touring phase, the artists included Michael McDonald, Boz Scaggs, Phoebe Snow, Patty Austin, and Walter Becker, who was, of course, Donald's partner in Steely Dan, who at that time had not reunited. How did you first meet Donald Fagen?
Donald, like you said, Donald had not played live for a number of years, probably not since, I guess, 74, I'm thinking. I think Steely Dan did a tour in 74. And this is at about 1989-90. Libby, his, I guess it was his future wife at that point, they've been married now for many years, kind of was trying to get something going live, you know, to do, you know, some fun gigs around New York. And so Donald started doing some basically R&B gigs, just getting out there and playing. I saw him with actually Dr. John. They did a duo at Elaine's, the famous club restaurant on the Upper East Side, which was fantastic. I think it was the first time I saw him live, Dr. John and Donald Fagen doing a duo with pianos, and actually it was a full band, but James Taylor was there, sat in that night. That was pretty cool. But anyway, it was kind of a revolving cast of musicians, and Donald met a very good friend of mine, a wonderful guy named Jeff Young, through various sources, who was a great singer and keyboard player. And I was in Jeff's band, and Jeff said, why don't you just use our band, basically. So that's kind of how it started. Jeff basically got our band together with him, and it took off from there, kind of pretty much. Although, you know, it's always a revolving cast of characters, but that's how I met him.
That's great. And, of course, before you set out on the national tour there, the New York Rock and Soul Review was recorded live at the Beacon. That's the name of the album, which I still have today, and nice. Just an amazing work. And why don't we play here our producer, Matt Stone. We're going to be our producer, Matt Johnson. Matt Stone is a good friend of mine as well here in the radio realm. But Matt Johnson is my producer on weekends and producer here tonight on America Tonight. There's one cut that was left off the Live at the Beacon album, and it's up on YouTube, and it's called Home at Last. If we could possibly pull that one up just to give folks a little bit more of a taste of Drew's work on that cut, that would be cool too. But Drew, I can only imagine what that must have been like back in 1992 and being thrown together with those guys. And I just remember your performance here in Mansfield, Massachusetts is just blistering, and you just blew so many people away. That is something I'll never forget.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Do we have that, Matt? Can we play a little of Home at Last? This, of course, is the famous Steely Dan song from the Asia album, and this was not included on the Live at the Beacon release, but why don't we play a little of that now? This is a rare cut from the New York Rock and Soul Review Live at the Beacon, featuring the guitar work of our very special guest, Drew Zing. Don't go away. We're going to tell you all about Drew's solo effort up next on America Tonight.
Simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. Run away. If I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I stay and pray you'll save your love for me.
The name of the program is America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney. You're listening to a cut from the upcoming solo release by our very special guest, Drew Zing, who started out, as far as I'm concerned, many, many decades ago, crafting his great work, which is showcased on this album. I first became aware of Drew back when he was with the New York Rock and Soul Review, when he was lead guitarist and musical director for Donald Fagen's effort there. Drew went on to become lead guitarist and musical director of Steely Dan for their reunion tour and continued in that capacity through 1995. And now here we are, Drew, in 2012, and you're about to launch a brand new solo album. Let's talk a little bit about this project. When did you first start getting into the mode of making this album? When did you first start thinking about doing it?
Well, I've thought about it for years, but it really came together when a friend of mine, who is the producer, engineer, and basically the force behind the whole album, this guy, George Walker Pettit, who's a wonderful engineer and producer, as you can hear on the album. He and I got together and we said, let's just do this somehow. And, you know, the paradigm has shifted, so you don't make records the way you used to, and making records is very expensive. So George basically devised a way to raise enough money through various venues and outlets to raise the money to do it. And we did it, and you know, it really came together. It's pretty amazing. You know, basically my dream band and amazing musicians, and I was just flabbergasted and humbled and amazed that both Boz Scaggs and Michael McDonald sang tunes on it, and so it all came together, and that's basically how it happened.
It's a really unique story, as you point out. The music industry has changed so much over the past 5 to 10 years, and making records here in 2012, making releases. I shouldn't call them records.
I like to call them records. They are a recording, you know.
That's true.
Record of music, but yeah, go ahead.
And as you say, your friend George and yourself have done a wonderful job in raising the funds to do this debut album project. And I know along the way you've had gatherings of your fans in New York City and some little listening parties. Folks have been monitoring the progress of this release. It's been talked about on Facebook. It's really been quite unique.
Yeah, it's a whole new world out there in the music business, you know. By gosh, we did it. So, pretty amazing.
Well, we're going to get into all the nuances of all the various different cuts of the album, but let's take a step back and talk a little bit more about your time with Steely Dan, which began in 1993 when you were both lead guitarist and musical director. You continued in that capacity through 1995, and you played at a whole lot of big venues across the United States, and you are featured prominently on Steely Dan's release, their live album called Alive in America. You're also on Donald Fagen's box set, which is called The Nightfly Trilogy, which I have right here in my studio right next to me right now. But, Drew, what was it like playing with Steely Dan? As I told you off air, Boz and Steely Dan are my two favorite artists of all time. So, I can only imagine, you know, what it's like to be on stage with these legends, these icons of musical history.
Well, yeah, it when it, you know, first started coming together, it was very surreal, actually, because, you know, I was in high school. Well, I was, I guess, around 14 when Steely Dan's first album came out, and I was in love with them from the very beginning. So, you know, I bought all their records, and I was studying the guitar at the same time. And a lot of their records had very kind of forward-looking approach to guitar. And a lot of the best guitar players, I think, around were on their records. So I listened to them very intently all through high school, and, you know, and I was a huge fan. So it was very surreal to, you know, find yourself at Madison Square Garden, you know, playing in front of 20,000 people, sold out crowd, playing the songs that, you know, you grew up on. So there's no doubt about it. It was a very surreal and heady experience. you know, and same thing with Boz. I was an absolute fan of his. So I've been extremely, extremely lucky. You know, I think a lot of it is luck, is basically what it is. But, it's, you know, an enjoyable ride.
Absolutely. Drew Zing is our very special guest here on America Tonight. We're going to focus this hour on his work and his solo album debut, which is officially going to be launching the 1st of November. If you have a question, the telephone number from all across North America is 855-266-5283. We're going to kind of go cut by cut through the solo album in the second half hour of the broadcast. But let's go back to the Steely Dan years and go back to the album recorded Alive in America, and Matt Johnson at Master Control in Minnesota at GCN is going to fire up a little bit of Third World Man, which was a cut originally done on Steely Dan's 1980 release Gaucho and redone live for the tour, and they chose Drew's performance to showcase on the album Alive in America. So, Matt, you can roll a little bit of Third World Man at any time and listen to this blistering guitar work by Drew.
He I saw the fireworks. I believe that I was dreaming. Till the neighbors came out screaming. He's a third world man.
Listening to the solo guitar work of Drew Zing from the Giant Records release, Steely Dan Live in America. When we come back on the other side, more with Drew.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. We're live all across North America on great radio stations. My name is Bob Long, joined by Drew Zing, the gentleman you're hearing playing guitar, along with Boz Skaggs from the great release, Greatest Hits Live, both on CD and DVD. I have both of them myself, and I have seen Boz play at least 10 times since Drew has been with him. And Drew, I remember the first time I saw you do that one, I believe it was 2004 at the House of Blues in Las Vegas. And I just remember I was like in the third row, and I was just mesmerized as you and Boz came out and did that kind of almost ZZ Top-ish riff into Lido Shuffle.
Definitely. That was the inspiration, I think. I think Boz was going for something a little different than the recorded version at that point, although we're now back to playing it as much like the recorded version as possible.
But, and of course, you've toured a lot with Boz and also with Michael McDonald all over, not only the U.S., but Canada, Australia, and New Zealand and the Far East. But we'll touch on some of the other artists that you've worked with over the last two decades, David Sanborn, Marcus Miller, Sean Colvin, Ricky Lee Jones, Gladys Knight. Your work with Michael McDonald was featured prominently in the great film Leaving Las Vegas, which, of course, starred Nicolas Cage. And I haven't heard this revamp version, but I'm going to have to go out and get Michael McDonald's Greatest Hits package, because you did a rework of Minute by Minute with him. Tell us a little bit about that rework.
Well, actually, that was, that I believe, on his Greatest Hits package was from the Rock and Soul Review.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So it's the same version that's on the Rock and Soul Review.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about the solo debut album. As I mentioned, it's available through your website, but officially the launch date is going to be the 1st of November?
That is correct.
Excellent.
But you can purchase it already from my website, which is DZDAP, Drew Zing Debut Album Project. So DZDAP.com, and you can purchase it now from there. And I think it's going to be on Bandcamp pretty soon, and maybe Amazon, some other outlets after the release date. But you can purchase it right now, actually.
Excellent. Well, let's dive into the solo album project here. And the first cut that we're going to play is an unreleased Donald Fagen, Walter Becker tune. It's called Mega Shine City, and Charles has stepped into the producer seat for Matt Johnson. So let's play Mega Shine City, and then, Drew, you can tell us a little bit about this track. But here is Mega Shine City by Drew Zing. Song. What era was this written in by Donald Fagen and Walter Becker?
I believe it's from the 70s. I got a hold of an old demo tape of it, and I just thought it was it's a really cool tune, and it just had all that those classic Steely Dan motifs to it. You know, I just really enjoy playing over their changes. You know, they've got this blues-based thing with a little more sophisticated harmony on top, but it you can basically play the blues over it. So I just fell in love with this track, and Donald and Walter were nice enough to let me do it.
Excellent. Let's roll cut number two here, which is Easy, featuring Michael McDonald. This is a very cool song. Charles, hit the play button on this one.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, I've done all I can. You see, I beg, stole, I borrow. That's why I'm easy, easy like Sunday, easy like Sunday morning. You know I'm easy.
Commodore song written by Lionel Richie, and boy, Michael McDonald as a vocalist is truly spectacular. And if you get the opportunity to see Mike in person, your respect for him goes up even more. As far as I'm concerned, I've been to a couple of concerts with Boz and Michael on the bill, and a couple of my buddies that were with me were Michael McDonald fans, and then they saw him in action, and they said, like, whoa.
Yeah, you can't deny the voice. I mean, it's an amazing instrument that he has. So yeah,
I have to give
credit though on that because it's a totally rearranged version of Lionel Richie's song, of course. That George Whitty, the keyboard player, just did a phenomenal job, I think, of rethinking it, that song totally. And I would never have thought of covering it, but I was just so blown away by George Whitty's arrangement that we said we got to do it. So, yeah.
And again, unbelievable sound quality here, thanks to your great engineer, George. I'm a bit of an audiophile, and as you know, as we talked earlier today, Elliot Shiner is a good friend of mine. I've had the opportunity of interviewing him umpteen times over the years, and to me, there's nothing like the way music can touch your soul, and there's nothing like music that's produced in a quality such as Steely Dan, such as what you've done here with this solo debut album?
Yeah, well, you know, I really have to give credit to the producer, engineer George Pettit, for that. I mean, he just did a phenomenal job. And the reviews, you know, just and sonically, people are just saying it sounds like a great album, which is really, it's true. And it's really wonderful to hear that.
Let's play cut number three. Tell us about this particular song, Drew.
Is that One Off?
Yes.
Oh, that's a George Whitty, the keyboard player. Again, he wrote this tune. It was basically he was trying to cop kind of a Les McCann, Eddie Harris type of what's that tune compared to what kind of groove? And I've always loved that kind of feel. So he came up with this tune, and I fell in love with it, and we cut it.
Excellent. Let's hear a little of cut number three off Drew Zing's solo album. Roll that one, Charles. On the other side, you're listening to America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist
you,
Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Cullen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Subject here on America Tonight in this hour. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney, and Drew Zing joins us live from San Francisco. Drew, this is cut four on the album Black Dog. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this one.
That's our tribute to spaghetti westerns, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. Actually, it was written by George, George Walker Pettit, the producer. And, I just love it. He came up with two beautiful tunes for the album, that one and, Tennessee Street. It's, his tune essentially, but, that's basically the story behind it.
Okay, cool. We played this one a little bit earlier, but we'll revisit it again. Boz Scaggs, this tremendous vocalist, in my opinion. And I know, Drew, you agree with me, belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for giving
Absolutely.
Us all these years of great music, but this rendition of Save Your Love for Me is incredible, and your guitar work is so intimate on this, and the way George has captured it really showcases both of you so wonderfully. Let's roll a little bit of Save Your Love for Me, Boz Scaggs from Drew Zing's The Debut Album Project.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me.
Boz Scaggs from Drew Zing's solo album. Absolutely incredible song there. Drew, what's it like going from playing standards like that, kind of intimate, almost jazz club-like settings, to some of the other tunes on the album, which sound like more like arena Steely Dan stuff? Is that a more difficult play, or is it all the same?
I have to attribute that to basically learning the guitar from doing session work in New York and playing with so many different. When you live in New York as a guitar player, you just have to play with any style that is demanded at that time. And so when I was coming up, that was just what you did. You had to play jazz, you had to play blistering rock and roll, and you had to kind of make it all sound authentic. So, that's what I've tried to do. I've tried to keep, my jazz chops together and also not lose, some blues and soul in there too.
Excellent.
So, it's just the way, you know, I've always kind of played. He's trying to play both, you know, both ends of the spectrum.
Let's continue to tell folks about where they can get the album. The best place is right online on your website.
Yeah, DZDAP.com. That's Druzing Debut Album Project.
Excellent. Let's play another cut. Let's jump to cut 10 and play the other George Walker Pettit song. And this one is a really cool one. Play this one for us, Charles. Highway 86, another cut from Druzing's forthcoming debut album project. This song and a little bit about the story behind the story.
That's another George Whitty. George Whitty was a fabulous keyboard player on the album. That's another one of his compositions. Just going for a straight out shuffle. He did a wonderful job on that.
Absolutely. In addition to all the great players that we've talked about on the album, you also have Will Lee, who's a great bassist and a member of Paul Schaefer and the CBS Orchestra's David Letterman's band. I've never met Will in person, but I'm an old disc jockey, so I used to read a lot of liner notes, so I used to see him playing on a lot of tunes.
Yeah, wonderful guy. Incredibly great guy. And he just flew out. We did the sessions in L.A., and just basically had a couple days between Letterman. You know, he did Letterman on, I guess, on maybe they do it on Thursday is the last day of shooting. And he flew out to L.A. and basically had no sleep and just had a great attitude and, you know, played the way he always does, which is absolutely amazing. And flew back to New York to do Letterman again.
That's great. Let's talk about another mutual friend, Monet. Monet is one of the members of Boz's band and just an incredibly gifted vocalist, and she too contributes a wonderful track to the solo debut album. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Monet is just, you know, Boz has said the same thing to me. He says, you know, she's one of the greatest unknown so far vocalists out there, you know. But I think she'll be known better soon. But she's just a fabulous singer, and she was nice enough to sing on one tune on the record.
And what's the name of that particular tune?
That's called "You Make It Right When It Rains."
And it's a straightforward ballad.
Yeah, it's a really straightforward kind of a gospel ballad, power ballad, pretty much.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other people that you'd like to thank as part of this first solo debut album project. And we all hope there'll be a forthcoming one, a follow-up, so to speak. We got to get this one out there first, but I'm already looking for number two.
Yeah. Well, you know, George formed this whole syndicate of friends. Actually, there are lots of friends from my entire life, mostly from college, who got together and formed this, this, what we call the Infrangible Syndicate, to really raise the funds for this. So I can't thank them enough. And the band, of course, Willie Finney Kaliuta on drums, who is also just ridiculously fantastic drummer, plays with Jeff Beck and plays with Sting. And
wow.
And then George Whitty, of course, who George Whitty really shepherded the music from the beginning to the end.
Well, Drew, and, we're a little short on time, but I want to thank you so much. And everybody,
thank
buy
you.
This album.
I really appreciate you giving me time.
Thank you. DZAP, DZDAP.com, the official site of Drew Zing. I'm Bob Long. This is America Tonight.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.